Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
I'm back. I don't want to be back. I want to be back in Florida. Nashville's got competition from the Tampa area now as my future residence. Very much has competition. It was awesome. And I got to thank you, and I got to thank Michael Columbus and David Wildy and Blue Chair Bay Rum, which is now going to be featured prominently somehow on the show.
That is
no
awesome.
Idea how, but man, that was one of the most fun times I've ever had.
So what it all worked out well then?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I screwed up a little bit. I got there I changed my plans as you sent me that email on Friday morning, because it's like there's a VIP party, this and that, at one of the best bars you'll ever want to see.
Was it great?
Oh my god!
And Uncle Cracker played that?
No, I was mixing the timeline up there too.
Okay.
He opened the show on Saturday.
Oh, I see.
Read it the same way you did, but no, you know, No Shoes Radio was there, and so I'm there. There's nothing like having to drop your name. And I'm like, hey, I'm here for the guy that won't let me go in. I'm like, I'm on a list. Well, he's like, go talk to that guy. And so I go up there, and the guy's with No Shoes Radio. And I'm like, hey, I got an email here. I'm like, I'm showing him. I'm like, yeah. Mark Blankenbaker. He goes, oh, yeah. I saw that name somewhere. So, and this guy's name, and this guy was actually, he is one of the guys from No Shoes Radio that produces it and is a DJ. I mean, looks like he does a lot. I didn't tell his, and his name, he's from Kentucky. He's from Lebanon.
Really?
Kentucky.
Really? From Lebanon, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
And his name is John Anthony. Now, does the name John Anthony ring a bell anywhere in any relation to this show to you?
John Anthony.
That is Brandon Lang's character's name at the start of the movie.
That's right.
I was like, your name's John Anthony? I'm like, I'm not ever going to forget that.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah. I could talk to him just for a second. And then I met my new best friend.
Dabo?
Well, that came later. Frank Nasso.
Yeah, Frank.
Frank is a 10 out of 10.
He's the guy that set this up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Connect with him. And I mean, he absolutely, he's in charge of like basically anything Kenny Chesney does with Blue Chair Bay in Florida. And you know what he used to be before he became this? A sports radio board op.
Really? He was Chase?
He was Chase.
Look at the face.
Yeah. How about that, Chase?
He sounds awesome.
Yeah, this guy was unbelievable.
Yeah, Frank Nasso, I got several emails from him, and he was like, you know, let's just make sure we're...
10 out of 10. And it was a sports radio board up at the Tampa radio station down
That's
there.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool.
So he, you know, took care of that. Where I screwed up was I didn't get to that party right at the start.
Ah.
Because I was just traveling. I got in. I wanted to just sit on the beach for a second. And so I got about an hour and a half in. Kenny Chesney was there. Right at the start of the party.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's about the only thing I got wrong.
Gotcha.
But that was phenomenal on Friday. And then Saturday, get out there to the concert and I'm sitting right there.
Were you in the sandbar?
I was in the sandbar, which was, by the way, warfare trying to get. But sandbar, if you're in those general admission seating areas that are in the VIP areas, but there's no seats. It is not worth it to try to be 5 feet closer to the stage.
No.
It is warfare down there.
You're close enough.
Yeah.
You're close enough. Yeah.
But I'm down there as, I think it was right when Zach Brown was getting ready to go. Maybe it was when Uncle Cracker was on. And there's Dabo Sweeney.
There's Dabo.
Like, there's it's actually, and it's funny because then I texted Andy sent me a text. He's like, yeah, he looks like every, you know, middle-aged white guy at a concert. I'm like, he actually kind of does. Like, nobody's really talking to him. And I went up, introduced myself, and said, hey, I said, I was trying to remember the connection. Remember to his wife, I thought his parents had taught here. There was some connection, but it was his wife's parents that taught. Remember, we had him on the show.
That's right. Have him on the show. Yeah. And he was talking about how he had a little bit of a connection here to Louisville. Yeah.
And there's he came on the show after the SID. Somebody had screwed up. They had double booked him at Media Days for ACC.
But it came on anyway.
Couldn't do the SID. He said, I'll make this right. I'll have him call you a promise for the season. And he did. You know, I thought it was pretty cool. And so, I'm like, Coach, what's going on? explaining the whole, you know, that he had come on the show and he kind of remembered that, and I said something about his wife. And then I go talk to her and say, you know, explain the thing. He said, who taught there, whatever. And she told me again. I was like, still trying to remember. I don't know what
it
was.
Awesome.
But she was great. She couldn't have been. She just thought it was nice that somebody knew anything about
her.
Her parents.
That's amazing. And then, so did you drop the King of Clemson's name there?
I was disappointed that he did not know King of Clemson.
He's not the King of Clemson.
Yeah, I know. He's a prince. Maybe he's a prince of Clemson.
Or Duke.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a Duke of Clemson.
Yeah. I mean, I explained meeting Jack Leggett, the baseball coach at the game I went to this year. He goes, what game did you go to? I was like, well, I don't remember. It was the game. There was a bad fake punt in the first quarter. He goes, oh, Georgia Tech. And he went and explained why the punter ran the fake punt that wasn't called. And
amazing.
Yeah. So the second best coach in the ACC, and now we're chilling. You know?
Yeah. Well, we were all worried, and there were lots of questions about the straw hat.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney hat.
That's a Kenny Chesney hat.
That's going in costume. That's like wearing a parrot head to a, you know, Buffett concert.
Yeah, so I said, I think that's a Kenny Chesney thing. I just don't know about it. So I was going to figure that out. Well, I'm glad it
and
all
And I sent it to you
so
guys
well.
Before. I'm sure it broke the internet back
it,
here.
It broke the internet. Everybody's worried. We're like, we lost Drew to Clemson. We lost Dieter to Clemson. He's a Tiger now. He's going to be in the IPTE. Now he's going to be given to the Clemson NIL program.
No. But I said it to you guys first, and I'm like, and I told him, you know, I'm trying to, he doesn't care who I am, but I'm like, this is really going to be break the internet in Louisville. This is going to be funny. And it's a god awful picture of me. I don't know any idea how to take a selfie. You know,
well,
bad angle, whatever.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, that's great. Who's that? Who's that? He's with Dabo? No, I did not set Dieter up.
That's right.
To go see Dabo.
I thought about it from your perspective.
I was like, I did not do this so that Dieter could hang
out
with
Dabo. This was not part of the plan.
This was not a part of the plan. I did not mean to do this. If I'd have known that, he'd have had to go to the Cincinnati show.
What have I created?
What have I done?
It's like my Frankenstein here. I had not thought about that. That's funny. That's really funny.
Oh, man. But I'm glad it worked out so well.
Oh, it was great. And the show was great. You might turn the Mitsubishi mini split on. It doesn't make me like whatever you call chasing that polar bears, right? It is actually... Like
it does, but you know, but
you don't think it's a little warm in here?
It got a little warm when I walked in here earlier this morning. It was cold, but it's not getting warm.
Yes,
so that's great.
It was just great. And then Frank is whatever. We're taking care of Frank next year at Derby.
Oh yeah, Frank's
he's never been. He's
Frank's
coming.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, why not? Why next year?
He's got stuff going on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clear the schedule.
Believe me, I'm down to help him whatever he needs.
You've had a heck of a run.
It's been a good run.
A really good April.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that I didn't post the other picture. I should have. Jay Cutler was right there, too.
Oh, Cutler was there?
Smoking Jay Cutler. And in person, he looks like Smoking Jay Cutler. He looks like he could be as disinterested with or without a cigarette coming out of the side of his mouth.
You should have said something to him because his mom used to babysit Ashley, my wife.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have cared, to be honest.
No,
like a normal person would care.
Ashley,
that's a great connection.
Not a big fan.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of him, but.
He
you know.
Looks just disinterested
on planet
Earth.
She likes his family. She's not a big fan of him.
You know? I can see that. He looks highly unlikable.
Yeah.
Like, very easy to look at and go, you don't like anything.
Right.
Like, that's why they have the whole Smokin' Jay Cutler. I'm trying to find his picture. Yeah, it's like the whole Smokin' Jay Cutler thing is dead on. Yeah, there right. He is, just right there, disinterested as all as can be.
Oh, yeah,
right
by just the super disinterested. Yep. I'm retired. I've got lots of money, and
I mean, you could
nobody
put the
me.
Cigarette in his mouth right now. He would look equally as disinterested, would he not?
Yeah, he totally would.
Right, I mean, by the stage.
That's definitely Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
That's Jay Cutler encapsulated right there.
He is right by the stage without the mask. And with, like, obviously beautiful women left and right there around him, but looks disinterested at the whole thing.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Kenny Chesney, why am I here?
Yeah, man,
well, why would I have fun in my life that I've been given and, charmed life and great opportunities? Why would I enjoy any of this?
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it looks like he's saying and projecting at all times.
Nah, I'll enjoy the next one. I'll enjoy the next life that
I
have. Yeah,
I don't even think that. I think he's like, yeah, this could be it. I don't know.
This could be this it. As good probably as it an gets, asteroid coming.
Know? Yeah, yeah. So, yes.
That's great.
So, what was the conversation back here? We've lost.
Well, again, I thought my whole stance was no news is good news. You know, that if we don't hear from Drew, that probably means it's going really well. You know, but if things are not going well, we're probably going to get blown up. And it was going well, so we didn't hear from you.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Now,
but I did give you guys a sneak preview on the show thread first before putting it out there on the open internet.
Yes, yes. Well, that was nice. And I was happy to see it. And especially at the bar the night before the VIP party. It's like a beach bar.
Yes, and it wasn't even on the beach. It's like by the bay, you know. It was like...
Yeah.
It's just...
Looked really pretty.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, really pretty.
Tampa is... There's a reason people move to Tampa and they don't move here. You know, nobody moves here. It's a good point that Uber driver... A good conversation with Uber driver. It was very life-forming right there. But, you know, it's... Nobody... Everybody goes to Tampa or goes somewhere south from somewhere else by themselves a lot of times. Just, it's a good place to live.
Really? No. So you thinking Ybor City? You thinking Clearwater?
I have no idea. No idea. Yeah. But as I was looking at Zillow this morning at 5 a.m., yeah.
Rentals or owning?
I don't know. Got to look at both, Mark. Okay. Got to look both. Got to look at both, you know?
So I'm excited. My brother-in-law is moving from Philadelphia to Louisville this summer.
Well, he's the one.
Okay. He's the guy. Well, he's
the one
per.
Okay, yeah, he's moving back. Yeah,
he's
from
here, so I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I'm pumped to get him back home. It's going
to
be great.
Single men, move to Tampa. Let me just tell you, it's a target-rich environment. Yeah. Well, okay. If anything goes wrong, I'm just saying, that's the place to go. It's just totally different. So anyway, that was, Saturday, I believe it was only off work one day. So, but I feel like I missed a lot because I come back and CBS Sports is praising Mark Pope for picking up recruits at the airport as though he invented fire.
It's weird. It's really strange.
What the hell was that?
But Pat Kelsey's done something really, really big, too. He took Corin Johnson to lunch during lunchtime.
You've been practicing that.
And he committed.
And
what?
Got the commit. I mean, think about that. I mean, he takes
took him to lunch. Let me get this straight. At lunchtime?
At lunchtime. And then other recruits
wow.
to dinner at dinner time.
At dinner time?
At dinner time. Yes. I mean, that's pretty revolutionary
stuff. But has
he
ever picked up a recruit at the airport?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he's
opened
up. What
the hell was that?
He's opening up the
CBS
door.
CBS Sports. Who else does this? Like, all of them.
Like, all of them. Like
right,
all of them.
Like all of them,
assistant coaches, head coaches, GAs. I mean,
maybe if the coach is coming from somewhere else and can't quite be there at the airport, but you put the time and effort to get a recruit, you go to the airport to
correct.
Pick
I would say that Jeff Brohm probably picks up quarterbacks. Five stars.
I just did not seem like anything revolutionary.
No. Yeah. And I would say in football, it's probably more your position coach or maybe a coordinator, somebody like that. But this is pretty common. Pretty common that, you know, especially if these guys are traveling alone and it's your job. You have your multiple million-dollar salary on the line to get that player. I think you're showing up at the airport.
Be a nice impression.
They fell for the Matt Jones tweet. He was like, have you ever seen a coach do this?
And oh, CBS is that what happened?
Yes. And then someone pulled the Matt Jones tweet of Calipari picking up a recruit from the airport.
I thought that CBS started it. Okay, I had that.
No, and it's just one of those
that's
things.
That's the way I read it is CBS Sports actually like this is a
it's
big
just
deal?
It's just BBN falling for their own stuff. You know, this is their own stuff. Yeah, our coach picks up guys from the airport. Yeah, sure, maybe John Calipari didn't bother over the last couple of, he didn't bother scouting, he didn't bother picking up guys from the airport. It happens everywhere. Okay, this is a pretty common practice. Yeah, but let's break the internet for it. Sure.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand that. But he got a commitment. Gets this kid, Corin Johnson.
Corin Johnson, and we talked about it yesterday with Jeff Leitze. Yesterday that they had the crystal ball from Corin Johnson, the Pac-12 sixth man of the year, and also Chucky Hepburn from Wisconsin, who's yet to commit, but I think that is imminent. I just don't know when, and so it's pretty cool to have all this happen. You know, we talked about Khalifa, and we learned a little bit that he has a pretty good connection with Honest Matt Mood, so maybe he's not a secret double agent. So that's that was pretty great to see. And then,
so you trust him now? What's your trust meter on?
I mean, we're moving closer.
Okay.
I mean, it was like.
His level of security clearance, you know, if top secret is like a 5, like what level security clearance are we giving him?
I was thinking it more in DEFCON. I was at DEFCON 2.
Okay, now we're going the other way. Okay.
But I was like, But so, now I'm more like at a 4.
Okay.
I mean,
so
I'm not fully.
Your trust level out of 5 sounds like it's at a 2 since we're going in reverse directions.
Correct.
Here.
Yeah. Trust is at a 2.
Yeah. But inching upwards.
Inching towards it. Yeah. And, you know, if he dunks on somebody or doesn't redshirt and take all of our stuff to Kentucky, like I guess Penny Boone's doing, you know.
What's going on with him? Now he wants to come back?
Well, then he visited Kentucky yesterday.
Of course he did.
So it's like, of course.
Of course he did.
All right.
If you don't like Louisville, what are you going to do? You're going to at least visit.
I'm going to visit Kentucky. Maybe I'm going to go over there and share my trade secrets that I've gotten and I've received NIL from Louisville. So sure, let me walk down to or ride down. I wonder if Mark Stoops received him at the
airport
at Versailles.
Oh, yeah,
did he meet him at Versailles and receive
McKeelan?
Him there?
Yeah. Oh man, it's a dirty world out there, man. Yeah, I mean, I guess like if you're any of these coaches, you don't want to. I mean, unless a guy plays in a game, you almost don't want to implement too much in spring ball because.
You know, how much can you implement in 15 days?
That's true.
You know,
some
I mean,
trick plays. You heard Jeff in the studio here.
Yeah, and some of those trick plays did not work, like he said.
Yeah.
You know, like one of them was gonna work. It got called back for a hold on a Brady Allen like throwback, and Brady Allen has some wiggles apparently. Like all of a sudden, I was like. That guy can run way better than I thought he could. Came back because of a hole way away from the play, of course. But it was a
you
fun.
You mad the rest in our own game?
No, I mean, we definitely held. I knew the linesman, you know, for the game. He works Sunbelt.
There'd be nothing better than a Twitter tirade of you complaining about refs at the spring game. That would be kind of we all need.
One of the guys is a linesman, and he's good friends with my dad. Works Sunbelt Conference, but he, you know, so they get a lot
Bonnie
of
Bonnie Club
guys.
Castle member.
He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Felt like that.
So pretty great to go out there. We had wonderful weather. It was cooler for Thunder. You missed some, like a...
Yeah, I know. I was seeing pictures of people in jackets.
It was attendable, but once that sun went down, it was like, whoa.
When the sun goes down, Kenny Chesney sung right there. Another good one he played. He played all the... You know what's best about Kenny Chesney? He's got a new album. Played one song off it. That's it.
Really?
One. And it's actually the one that's kind of a hit. Doesn't mess around, because that's what I was talking to our guy, Frank. And I was like, you got the set list? He goes, don't worry. One song. Only off the new album.
Okay.
Like, that's why he fills up football stadiums. Not trying to force some bad, you know, new album on anybody.
Is it a bad new album?
I don't know. It's just not as good. It's not as always. He's got a hit or two. It's fine, but we ain't there for that.
Building up the catalog?
Nothing kills a party like something off the new album.
Well, have
Nothing.
You heard the Taylor Swift album yet?
Have not even tiptoed into that.
Sings about Destin, Florida?
I know. We knew about that on Friday.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah
forgot about that.
Yeah.
But no, it's good. I bought the two, my daughter Willow's into vinyl, so I bought her the double disc of record yesterday at Target.
You bought her the Taylor Swift like album, like LP, like turntable.
Well, there's
33
two
and a third.
Yeah, and it's a
you say a disc. Like I think of a compact disc.
No, it's like a
it's
like,
a record.
It's a record.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's clear. It's like a clear disc. So she's really into
it. You can't say disc. Like compact,
sorry,
it's a compact disc.
It's
where like
clear
what came
record
after it. Yes,
that goes on a record player.
Yeah, yes,
and it's got four songs on each one, and it's only half the album. Though.
See, that was one we're right between there. You'd never really own a record player, probably. I'm guessing.
I owned a record player, and my parents owned.
Okay,
and in their basement, they had an 8-track player.
Oh yeah,
and so my parents had all these 8-track
terrible
tapes.
Technology,
and I would listen to that in the basement.
The only 8-track I had was 2XL, the robot. It was a robot like learning game.
Oh, really?
Did you put an 8-track in and it would, I don't know.
My parents had all sorts of 8-tracks. I don't know if they still have them, but
it's a terrible.
We had a whole 8-track system in the basement of our house that we bought.
It's the most skipped technology generation of all of them.
Isn't it amazing?
It's like,
But you couldn't rewind or fast forward. You were just stuck.
Yeah, there was just no needle that could break, I guess. You know,
yeah, that was the advantage.
That was about the only advantage I can see. Because you put the
because on the record you're right you could pick the track on 8-track you
but
just then,
but then
the
needle
thing.
Would scratch and you'd scratch the record with it and
we had a record player too but Willow's really into records so
I bought 45s you know the singles
I had that Thriller single on that and I think it was Beat It on the other side was it Beat It and Thriller on
I'd
one
be
side?
Surprising if I mean usually the B sides were not the good songs but. I don't know.
I got to go back and check that.
Okay.
But
yeah, it was good. Texters, do some research there.
Yeah.
Who else owned a 2XL? Raises my hand. It's fun growing up. Probably the worst. Probably if I saw it today, I'd be like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But yeah, so I guess we got plenty to discuss. We got that. We got with Lloyd Gardner here in a little bit. We'll do some trivia. But yeah, it seems like a lot went on yesterday. You got that recruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kenny Payne's got Carter Knox.
He got Carter Knox.
which tells you all along that nonsense he was pulling at the end was just to try to save his job and use him as a human shield. If
there's
you ever
no
wondered
doubt.
that this guy was going to play for him as wherever he was coaching, seems like.
Yeah.
It seems like. I don't know. I mean, hell, I'm not sure the guy was ever going to come here if Kenny Payne stayed here.
No, I mean, I think it was always.
He probably would.
It was dangled. It was dangled. Just like DJ Wagner was dangled. Just like all these other guys. Like when you talk about the Manchurian candidate,
yes.
There was a lot of recruit dangling for recruits that never happened or appeared. And it doesn't matter. If he came here under that staff with Kenny Payne as the head coach, it wasn't going to matter anyway.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to matter anyway. You're going to ruin his career. So,
now he's actually going to have to work on the recruiting trail.
Now he's going to have to work on the recruiting trail. But I guess the Arkansas and Memphis money is just shaking the market.
Like, it's got to be.
The Quaintance guy, like, you know, he's visiting Memphis soon because as soon as FedEx put out
that UPS, you up, you on the clock.
What can Brown do for Louisville?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, it's kind of nuts when you say $25 million over 5 years, and that's the start before their NIL or their collective does anything. It's crazy. So
it really is.
It really is shifting the market. And I think Jerry Jones is putting up double the NIL, whatever a Kentucky player was getting, if they come to Arkansas.
This is wild times.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what was a top five payroll last year in college basketball?
$2 million. It might be six.
I was going to say, let's say five was the people that seem to know the most told me that $5 million would have put you in about the top $5 million. I mean, it would have put you in the top five. $5 million would have put you in the top five. What's it going to take to be in the top five this year?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And, you know, I think that your stance has been correct until around now about, you know, it's about who has the most money. It feels like a lot of people have money. And so now it's about, yes, I need a good offer.
Well, I mean, still about the money.
It's still about the money. You've got to have it. That's the start.
Because, I mean, it seems to me if a kid can get $200,000 more somewhere else.
Well, that's significant.
He's going to go.
But I'm talking about $20,000, $30,000 difference.
Right, doesn't it sound like they've raised the ante on this, that it's not $20,000?
No.
That's
no.
$100,000. I mean, if Tyson and Walmart and Jerry Jones are kicking in.
And that's the first three.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think those guys that were, you know, if they paid $400,000 for L. Ellis, which is what Luke said that some of the reports were.
I thought Luke said six. But.
Okay, maybe it was that.
Yeah.
Then what is it to get a good point guard?
Great question.
Are they up to the, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I think there is a level of saturation for me, like, because Quaintance, I guess his dad shut it down on Twitter, but we talked about it, that Quaintance, his 16-year-old, is asking for like $1.5 million. And you're like, I'm not spending $1.5 million on a what would be a 17-year-old when he plays his first college game here. You know, so no, I mean, like, college basketball is older.
Yeah.
I want to invest my that figure in a known commodity older player. And I probably won't even do it at that level. Because unless I know that you're Kevin Durant,
mm-hmm.
I'm not spending that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, I know. The Quaintance is required to play 2 years of college. So, like, if you get him,
because
you get
of the rule,
yeah, yeah.
So if it's $1.5 million, it's $750 a year. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's the question.
But the problem is that he could transfer after one.
Yeah,
I've always wondered that. Do you have to re-up the same deal the next year, or if they play really well, do you have to give him more?
I don't know. Again, that's why you got to have contracts with these things. Because Hunter Dickinson was, to my knowledge, a 2-year, $4 million deal.
Right.
From right. someone who would absolutely know, who I've sat next to at midcourt at a Kansas game.
Right. And somebody that's going to know.
Yeah.
It's going to be accurate. And on the Michigan
so,
front.
But I don't know how you, and I even thought at the time, how do they do a 2-year? Like, how does that work? But I guess it's basically a contract that they're not bound to, is what it sounds like.
No, it's just a framework of an agreement. You know, like.
That's what I'm saying. You're not bound to it.
They could leave and he could leave. But this is just what we're doing for as long as we do it.
You know, we have some
till we change
rights.
It.
Yeah,
right.
have an absolute plan, because it's crazy. It's not, but it's not going away.
You see what happened to Dusty May?
No.
Up there at Michigan. So John L. Davis, his number one player down at FAU, his number one scorer, wanted to go to Michigan. Couldn't get in.
Nothing made you happier.
No, I mean, it's the third player, like highly rated, probably draft pick, that tried to get into Michigan over the last 2 years. Couldn't get in.
I just don't understand. It's not like all these football players are Mensa members. They just won the title.
I think
so. What is like?
I think when you're going,
it's hard for me to fault the school when they just won the title with 85 scholarship players.
But I think it's different when you're entering into Michigan as a freshman as opposed to a transfer. I think it's a totally different deal. Your credit hours, what you're taking your credit hours in, what you're going to go and major in, and I'm
Do
not.
Do we know what the you're not a guidance counselor at Michigan?
I'm not an admissions counselor, but when I see three different type level basketball players try to get into the school, I know that something's going on. Because I think John L. Davis was a good stand-in
maybe
FAU,
they have. Yeah, but there's it just doesn't make sense. I mean, how many football transfers they got?
Count. I haven't looked it up, but I imagine it's.
It's actually, they've only got 2 incoming and 12 outgoing.
Right.
So maybe it is, you know.
So you're not going to be in the transfer game, really. I mean, if you're
Seems
Dustin
to work
May.
Out for them.
Got Juwan Howard fired.
But it's also, they won a national title with.
In football. No, I know,
but it takes more.
But he should have had Hunter Dickinson,
yeah.
Terrence Shannon Jr., and Caleb Love on last year's team, and they didn't have him, and now he got fired.
This is all really funny until John L. Davis goes to Kentucky.
Yeah, and he's going to visit Kentucky.
Sheesh.
I know. It's like I need some of these guys to fall to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like getting, you know, kicked out of Michigan.
But Hunter Dickinson went to Kansas. Didn't
I know. Really. Caleb Love went to Arizona.
He went to Kansas. Kansas, I mean, were they second round when they?
Well, he got hurt.
It's true. That's
you
true.
Know, I mean, they had like what 2 or 3 really key guys get hurt down the stretch
on a team that wasn't that deep to begin with,
right? So I mean, I don't, you know, when you got one guy soaking up $2 million of NIL, yeah. It's hard
so
to. Do
we get 5 players now? We have 5.
We have five. I thought we had 6.
Now you got the 2 guys from Charleston, right? You got the
1, 2.
Well,
three,
I'm not
four,
counting the injured guy. The
Ali Khalifa.
Yeah.
Because we have 6.
Trying to see if we could run a shell drill at least.
Yeah. We have 5 if you don't count Khalifa, okay. Because Khalifa is
so we could run shell shirt. Drills.
Okay. Right. Right. And what we don't have, and I guess we technically could run five out. We just need a power forward type. You know, because Terrence Edwards Jr. is 6'6", James Scott 6'10". You don't have anything in between
that. Yeah. Shell drills. That's a run. Yeah. You got 5 guys running against no defense. Shell drills.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what we got.
I think if you get Chucky Hepburn from Wisconsin, who's a defensive player who can shoot, and I think he was like Greg Gard's like number one player up there at Wisconsin last year. Then I think you probably start focusing on wings and power forwards, because I don't know how you get another guard in that's not a freshman. Like you could probably go find a freshman that's available, maybe somebody that
I'll throw up the Pat signal. Don't worry, seems
the Pat signal.
He's got it. Don't
I love
worry.
It.
Yeah, he's gonna throw that up. And, we'll get to meet these. Hopefully, these guys, you want to get them in by next week. Transfer by, you know, get here to Derby or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to be at Louisville, I'm coming in before the Derby. I'm not committing after the Derby. No way. I want to be involved. I want to be, Pat, take me to the turf club, Pat. Show me this new paddock. I guess we get to walk around it tomorrow.
Oh, is that
tomorrow? We get a little walk around.
Well, you can walk around it all next week if you want to.
I know, but it's nice to see it ahead of time.
So you'll go now because you are being given a guided tour.
Correct.
When you act like it was so difficult when we were at Patterson Stadium.
No, I don't want to bother Darren or KK during Derby.
They're not. They weren't going to give you the guided tour. You could walk around.
I know, but I knew that one was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll wait for the one that is provided that doesn't, you know, have them putting time.
You're always
aside.
So selfless. Yeah, it's such a selfless.
Yes, thing. Absolutely.
It's totally selfless.
Very.
Nothing to do with the tour guide. Yeah.
I don't want to. In June, I can ask Darren Rogers to do something, but in May
you
or in
walk
April,
in
I'm
there
not doing
and
that.
Walk around as long as you like. Any day of the week,
but it
at
might be
any time.
Maybe it's still a construction site. You know, I don't know. But I don't. Where do I get my hard hat? Like, where do I get all that stuff? Am I going to be in the
you really
way?
Haven't
no.
been there in a while, have you? Looking for your
no.
hard hat?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
We signed the beam that day, right? The last beam that went up.
I didn't get. I wasn't there. That
oh,
day.
You weren't there.
I missed that day. That yeah. would have been really cool, though.
It's cool, but you know, it's not like
there.
Top 4,000 things I've ever done, but it was cool to be able to say
yeah,
you've
I
done
mean,
it.
Not when you're going and hanging out and missing the Kenny Chesney meet and greet.
No, definitely not. Yeah. Well, actually, it wasn't a meet and greet.
It was
all.
Just like him.
Yeah, that was like an open, sort of open party there with No Shoes Radio, his radio station. So, on XM, whatever that is. Never heard of that.
Was your place good? The place you stayed?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Something, you know, again, last minute, I booked it on the flight down.
Did you book on Southwest.com or what'd you get? Did you get points?
He's always worried about the points. No, the options with the points were not that great, so I just went with, well, Expedia to find it, and then the place's direct website to
book it directly.
Yeah, yeah, okay. If there's any changes that need to be made.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's nice.
Always better to book direct.
Yes.
Use Expedia.
Use Expedia. Use them, but right. Yes, but do not.
If you book through them, you're locked
any
in.
Any problem, you're screwed. Yeah.
You really are.
Yeah.
You got to talk to Expedia about that.
Oh, yeah. Good luck getting somebody on the phone from Expedia. Yeah,
and you're never going to do it.
No. No,
I don't know. Exactly. I mean, but I think a lot of people still book through that.
I know. I look for the best. If I'm not going Southwest, look for a flight and go right through the airline's website.
Right. And the airline website, like if you go through Allegiant or Southwest or
hey,
that's awesome.
The biggest win of all, on-time Allegiant departure and arrival direct flight for whatever it was, $100.
Really?
Coming back.
You flew Allegiant?
Back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I was checking all. I had a backup plan on Southwest. Don't worry. There's a backup plan. But I kept checking. On time. All right. 75 degrees and perfect.
You didn't trust it.
Do you?
No. It was 85 degrees and sunny in Fort Lauderdale. We sat there for 9 hours. No explanation.
Yeah. No, it worked. That
but
was
they
the
did
biggest
send us money. That was the weird thing. Like, we got money from Allegiant for...
Because they ruined your trip, right?
It was terrible. Yeah, it was terrible. I was on hold 18 hours. I slept with the phone plugged in and on
no,
hold.
No, you didn't. Did you really?
Swear, I took screenshots. Yeah.
Oh,
and then nobody ever
God.
Picked up the phone. They don't answer the phone at Allegiant at all. I don't know why they even pay for the number.
Text says, if you run to the airport and book at the desk, you actually save all the fees and can also drop your ticket price up to $50. I've heard people say that.
That's what Anthony was saying over there at the Louisville airport, that you do save some money on certain airlines at the counter.
Yeah, it's worth it for me on the app. Text says, if someone cut Blank's food up and feed it to him. Text
I cut
says,
up my own food, thanks.
But the kid from Evansville looks intriguing. It's the 6'9 shooter, Ben. How you say it? I don't know how you say it.
How do you say his name? Chase?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
This is one where...
That's all right. The 6'9 shooter from Evansville.
Well, this is what we've reverted to.
Yeah.
The 6'9 kid from Evansville.
Yeah.
The center from Long Beach State.
Yeah.
The guard from Wisconsin. This is what we're going to do because there's too many names. You got 40, 50 guys going in and out in football. You've got a whole team going out in basketball. It's too much. When they show up here, I'll learn their names.
So you finally evolved into my position on recruiting.
No, I mean, I'm still interested in it.
That is word for word what I have always
There's
said.
There's just too many names.
That's word for word. Because remember, you would talk about, this kid's name. I'm like, receiver, or I need position.
Yeah, I know. But it's too much for my brain.
Yeah.
It's too much at one point. And
you
so,
evolved. Welcome aboard.
It's nuts.
Welcome aboard.
And we've got football.
It's a waste of time to try to learn anything about him until the season, like... The week of.
Yeah.
To make sure that they're locked in.
I mean, I'm not going to learn them the week of. I'm going to learn them ahead of time.
Yeah, I mean, but until August, it's almost not worth it.
Yeah.
Until you start practice.
I feel like in Memorial Day, there is some movement, but there's not a lot of movement after Memorial Day.
Yeah.
They're locked in.
All right.
We lost Taufik Thomas. I didn't like that one.
Position.
Defensive tackle.
Yeah.
He's probably second or third group, but depth piece, and I liked him. He's a young player. He made some impactful plays. Hated losing Jalen Alderman, obviously. But Luke Burgess is one of those guys that hit the portal yesterday that I think a lot of fans liked him because he was a highly rated guy and he was really engaging on Twitter, but he was far from the field.
Where's he going? Do we know? I just think if he's not going to play, is he going to play in the pros? Like, is he a pro caliber player?
I don't think he is.
See, no. If he's not, that is, to me, depending on how much money it is, it seems short-sighted. He will forever be remembered here.
Oh, yeah.
For that play. That has more value than a certain amount of money. Now, if it's a large amount of money, okay.
I don't think he hit the portal for a lot of money. I think he hit it to try to play somewhere and maybe get some money.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it'd be one thing if it was like, hey, Georgia really wants Alderman and they're willing to pay him $150 grand and he's going to play and start. Then I get it. But like, I think he hit the portal being like, I'm looking for a new home.
Yeah, because he's not going to hit the field.
I think he was going to play.
But not as much as he wanted.
Saquon beat him out, you know, and so he was a starter last year. And what did Pat Forty say on the pod? If you're not starting, you're departing.
That's a good line.
And, and I get it. You know, I understand. But like Jermaine Lole, you know, he played 10 games here. He committed to Oklahoma yesterday. Mm-hmm. But like, okay, Oklahoma got him. But like, what are you getting? You're going to play 6, 7, 5 games? Like, how many games you can play?
Yeah, it's money, I guess.
True. Yeah, get some money.
All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680 is our number to get in. Text into that UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680, and we'll let you do that here this morning. Hey, get over, if you're thinking about getting any work done on your roof, get over to Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal online, carlinroofs.com. It's CARLONroofs.com. Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, whether you know some of these storms recently, whether you've had a bunch of shingles that need to be taken care of, or just a handful of shingles need to be taken care of, or an entire roof replacement, call Carlin, 458-9898, online, carlinroofs.com, at CARLONroofs.com. Replaced my entire roof a few years ago. They've gone to battle for various people around this radio station, around our customer, our listener base as well. It's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, online at carlinroofs.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling. Resting up for a long, long night, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving when the sun goes down. Feeling all right.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Well, I knew Chase would be on that one. That's even Uncle Cracker right there, you know, chiming in. That was
big fan of this song.
It was great. When they did it, it was great because Uncle Cracker comes back out and they did two or three songs. And I mean, it got played like 25 songs. It was awesome.
Really?
And one off the new album. I mean, that's getting it.
So were you able to spend most of Saturday on the beach and then go to the concert?
No, it was like till like noon or one, because people were at that like for a football game. Like they
really?
People were like trying to get in, starting at like... Or they were setting up at like 8 o'clock. I mean, they're trying to get into the stadium. It was like tailgating for a football game.
That's amazing.
And it was impressive, the sights walking around that stadium.
I mean, I've been to Raymond James for a Tampa Bay Buccaneers
different
game.
Level. Different level. East country, it's a different level. The Cowgirl Boots Investments, you know, be good stock to own right around
okay.
one of those.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
well,
my Uber driver, this was funny. I was going to tell Maven this story. I was talking to this guy. You know, he was driving down. He was the delegation. He's a member of the delegation.
Yeah.
And going down there, he goes, like, he didn't have any idea it was even playing. He's like, what's going on in that stadium? Like, it's a pretty big concert. Like, started talking to the guy about sports betting and all this stuff and going on and on. So we had a good connection. And he goes, what in the world is going on down here on these streets? Where do they get these girls from? Like, he was blown away.
She's going to be a country music fan.
Yeah.
Is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's getting reeled in.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to tell him about, you know, FanDuel and DraftKings and all our partners, because they only have the Hard Rock to bet on down there.
Awesome.
The Hard Rock app. And about two blocks in the stadium, his mind was just blown.
That's awesome.
Like, what is that? Look at that crew. I mean, it was just so funny.
That's great, man. That's great. No, so I've obviously have no interest in Kenny Chesney.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's your loss.
I would have been interested in Zach Brown Band.
He wasn't nearly as good.
He
was good, but he's one of those guys that's just good, not great.
Like
he's
his music,
good.
Maybe more recorded.
I don't know. He's really likable. He was good, but it was, you couldn't compare the two.
Right, I know. But
you would walk away from well, that guy's the rock star.
Zach Brown Band's not selling out stadiums.
Yeah, I mean,
they can?
They would sell out the Yum Center. I don't know if they'd sell out a... Yeah, I mean, they would. Yeah.
They did Great American Ballpark. It was pretty bad.
Right,
yeah.
But there was also a baseball game
that's
beforehand.
True. That's true.
It wasn't just like a standalone event.
They're a main act, for
so
sure.
So I like them.
Yeah, they're
you know,
a main
but
act.
But I'm not a concert guy like you. Like, I like going, but I just never have the
when
time.
When they were here, I mean, I got to go to, years ago, on instead of a meet and greet, he has an eat and greet, because he's a chef. And
that's
so,
right.
And so, like, you went back and
with
you ate
wine.
All his recipes. I don't know about the wine.
No, they have,
dude, country, there's not anybody drinking wine these damn things. things.
He's
right?
got his own wine.
Well, he may have his own wine.
He has his own
we're
wine.
We're outdoor at a football stadium.
Wildy, yeah. Wildy with RNDC
That's
reps
fine.
It.
He's got his own yeah. wine. But I'm just telling you, wasn't anybody drinking wine? Okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I
come join the plebes.
Wine.
Come join the plebes. Maybe this was pre his wine, but this is when he had his recipes because he was a chef, and they would travel with this basically mobile kitchen, and he would serve it. You could get a paper plate and go yeah. eat, and it was great because he said, "Look, no pictures, no autographs, but I'm gonna come to every one of your tables and talk to every one of you."
That's really cool.
That was cool.
That is really cool. So mm-hmm. you know, I've been to Raymond James for Louisville football games, Buccaneers game. I went with
at the South Florida. Okay.
South Florida.
Yeah.
We played there a couple of times,
right?
And then I went for a shout out to Richard and Tammy Rigney over there at Clarendon Flavors. They took me to Eli Manning versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when he was with the Giants, and I got the sweet experience. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. They were great. And you would know the Rigneys. They have horses. I can't remember the name of their stable, but they're regular winners. In that stuff. So it's pretty great. They were awesome to go hang out with.
Yeah. No, it was fantastic. Thank you and everybody, as you mentioned, involved. Just bring me my wine, Texter says.
Zach Brown does have a wine.
That's
though.
Fine. Yeah. Just not a lot of wine drinking going on. But
I don't think
man,
Zach Brown's drinking anymore, though. So.
That's all these country guys have stopped drinking. Like, they've all, like,
they CBD
like
Dirks now?
Bentley. And, I mean, I don't know. They're all ripped. I mean, it's like, they've all, you know.
Probably a heck of a lot easier to tour if you're in great shape.
Yeah. I mean, also, you know, just practice what you do. You know, just hone that craft of being able to perform, you know practice. Yeah. Practice how you play, or play how you practice, or whatever.
Yeah, go watch a Luke Combs concert. He's got.
Oh yeah, he's got the cup. Yeah.
He shotguns.
I'm not worried about him.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's a spectacle.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, but the spring game on Friday night, the Chase stood me up for. He stood me up.
Oh, that's good. That's probably more interesting than whatever you're getting ready to talk about now.
His
Chase,
uncle,
defend yourself.
His uncle had Indies in the parking lot, so he just never bothered.
Okay, so I got there before Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I was drinking beers with my uncle,
mm-hmm.
and then he breaks out a bunch of Indies, wings, and wedges, like right before game time.
The spicy wedges?
Yeah.
Oh, well, spicy wedges. Well,
hang on.
Like,
did you get the Imodium to go with that? I mean, is that...
No, I didn't. I didn't really make it, honestly, in by the first play.
You missed the first play?
Yeah, I missed first play.
You missed
play.
The shuck touchdown to Chris Bell on the opening play of the game?
Yeah, I lost track of...
Gotcha.
Lost track of time.
What did Chuck look like? I mean, how did he look?
Oh, he looked great. I mean, he's got a live arm.
Like a lot better than Plummer.
You know what it is? I actually don't know that the arm is that much different. He just trusts it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it probably is a little bit more live, but I think what we saw with Jack Plummer was a lot of indecision and enough that, you know, that it was really obvious to see.
Yeah. It's like if you throw a ball, it's like, are you, like when somebody would ask you in class and you give an answer, are you asking me or are you telling me?
Right.
I always thought that was him. It was like,
follow your instinct. And you know, his instinct burned him on one Quincy Riley interception, but it's Quincy Riley. You know, and he got Quincy Riley on a touchdown right after that. So it was a lot of give and take, and I do think that the defense is ahead of the offense by a lot right now, especially with mm-hmm. the ones, and that's to be expected because of that they have so everybody back, you know, and the offense mm-hmm. is being retooled. I'm excited to see what happens when Redmond gets here, you know, at the tight end position.
And did the tight ends, were they involved? What was
they were involved. Skinner had a touchdown, which was great. And
Skinner, refresh everybody.
Jahlil Skinner, Miami tight end.
All right.
And then Isaiah Cummings from Kentucky had a reception. I don't know if he had more than that, but he had at least one. But Corey Brooks did not play. Jimmy Callaway did not play. There were a lot of guys kind of out with nursing mm-hmm. injuries because it's just a spring
game. You're not
game.
Risking it.
You're not risking it. So, and Jimmy Callaway was in like a, he was like a scooter. You know, so
oh, yeah.
But Corey Brooks looked like he could have played. Sam Young, quarterback, caught a touchdown at the end of the game, which was awesome because it went off Aaron Williams' hand. It was incredible. But Ja'Cory Brooks ran out there in celebration, and you're like, he could have played. You know, he could play.
he's fine.
But it was fun.
Any other receiver besides Bell look worth your time?
Well, not. I mean, Colin Lacey had a couple. I actually thought we'd see more of Lacey, to be honest with you. We need receiver.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's definitely, there's no secret about that.
We had quarterbacks playing receiver in the spring game.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's where we are.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks are playing wide receiver in the spring game. So we need receivers.
Yeah. Anything else stand out?
The defense is great. Yeah. Defense is great. I love the defense. I loved, you know, actually, Woo Spencer made a bunch of plays. He's a defensive tackle.
Woo?
William Spencer. They call him Woo. He was from Male, went to Southern Indiana, thought about going to Kentucky. I think Kentucky wanted him as O-lineman, but he's playing defensive line here. He made a couple really nice plays up front. And, you know, I don't know where he is in the depth chart, but I like to see young guys making plays because it should.
How was the crowd? I mean, I always say it. Great weather isn't as important as the prediction of great weather, or the actual weather isn't important as the prediction of the weather. And it was kind of gray all large portion of the day, right?
It was a really nice crowd.
Okay.
I don't know what the number was, but they shut off. I think for television, they shut off the west side of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was in the end zone or the east side.
That makes sense.
Which made it feel like
bigger.
It wasn't as sparse.
Yeah,
you know,
that's smart.
But it was really a good fest. It was a festival of football.
To be frank, it wasn't even promoted that much.
No.
I mean, I don't think there was great promotion of it. And
it's burned it out a little bit the day before.
But which is fine. And that way you don't like try to build something up. And if the weather goes against you, then it's everybody, you know, it becomes a failure because of that. But I thought, to me, because I talked, it seemed like I talked to somebody yesterday that said, you know, felt like it was maybe one of the five or six best spring crowds they've had for a spring game.
I would agree. And the concourse in the area that was open felt like a real game.
Yeah.
You know, it felt like you were there.
I like congesting it like that. You know, shrinking the area. Yeah.
Yeah. And it probably helped them with concession stands and number of other things. You know, you only have to open up that area. So it was fun. And I think everybody that left probably just felt really good about where Louisville football is. And how could you not? We won 10 games last year. Jeff Brohm's your head coach. And you're stacked on defense.
Things are good.
You're stacked.
And Thunder's getting ready to be the next day. And now it felt like there's those mornings when you walk out. This is one of those mornings it felt like. The smells, the air temperature.
Well, the sun's coming up
earlier.
Are you ready for all that next week, Chase?
You ready?
I'm very excited.
Yes.
Very excited.
When people start to wander up and begin conversations with Mark and I while we're on the air, that's where you got to say, hey, can we help you?
That's going to be great. And we're already starting to book out our guests, so we got to print out some sheets for each day, get those for you.
Or just have a shared notes app.
That's true. Just have Chase keep the list for us.
But it's nice if we could all see the list at all times.
That's true.
I mean, I think that's kind of the way to go. It's one of the
I'm okay with that.
It's one of the great tools that Apple has.
I'm okay with that. If you want to do that, do that. I'm good with it. But we've got the lieutenant governor booked. We got to get the governor booked. If he's going to come, but I just don't know when. And then
he'll be on. I think he's out there Wednesday.
We got to get Rabinowitz on.
I'm on it.
Okay. And then we've got somebody from FanDuel coming on. We've got to get all the jockeys and trainers the jockeys that speak English and then the trainers and stuff like that.
Well, so. I mean, we do have to do our annual French interview, right?
Right. Jean Cruguet.
Yeah.
We have to
have him come on, potentially curse in French. Maybe not. Who knows?
We won't know.
He'll hand us cards of himself, you know, which is great. and yeah, it's an annual tradition.
Do you just ask him the same questions each time?
Sure. Why not?
Why not? Just re-rack the same questions?
Yeah, he answers whatever he wants to answer, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Who do you like in this race? speaking in French.
Wait, did he just curse?
Vouf Clouclo.
Yeah. No. What the hell? Yeah. So anyway, well, good. I mean, that's all that game is designed to be. The game is designed to be fun. Fans, you know, get a little, you know, practice tailgating, be around each other. And by the way, I never want to hear anybody complain a little about how much concessions are. When you go to these damn concerts, NFL stadium, you want to get two beers? I mean, it's like $35.
I know.
I'm not kidding.
Our fans, we're a little bit spoiled.
Spoiled.
Of traffic, concessions, ticket pricing, you know, except for basketball. Lower bowl basketball is high. But everything else is like, we have the best of everything.
I mean, I'm telling you, because it's like, and I love the everybody's got a little different line, but they're kind of getting it down now. They give you two beers, you give them a credit card, and they go, they flip the iPad around and go, you're just going to need to sign for it, or you just got to complete the transaction here, where it's like, how much do you want to tip? Is really all they're doing.
Right.
I mean, that's really the euphemism for, now's your turn to tip.
Right. And you know what? Like, I'm okay with that with a bartender, but when I go to
I'm getting coffee, no.
Yeah. And zero is never an option. You got to hit custom zero. And I'm like, okay.
No, you can get no tip.
With the Firehouse Subs, okay? And I like Firehouse Subs, okay? I'm a fan of it, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, dude, I stood up the whole time. Like, I was on my feet the whole way. Like, I don't know why.
What do you mean you're on your feet
the whole time? If I order while on my feet, I don't feel as if I have to, I should tip if it's not alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, I usually just the guilt of it, I'll tip out of, you know, guilt. But
you tip out of guilt.
Except I won't if it's like, I'd like a coffee, and they hand you an empty cup.
And you
like,
go get it yourself?
Fill it. Like, no, I'm not, that is where I draw the line.
Yeah, it's, I just,
and it's not like, do you want to tip 10, 15, or 25%? Outrageous. It's like, is it 18, 25, or 30? It's like, you're handing me an empty cup.
Yeah, it's an empty.
You're getting nothing for that.
Right, I can grab that myself.
I will tip. I overtip. I always overtip.
I know.
But that is where I draw the line.
I just feel like there's a line there if I'm on my feet while ordering.
It's an interesting opinion, but sure.
You know, if it's not alcohol.
But why does alcohol change it?
Because it's the bartender. I mean, that's pretty standard. You're on your
sandwich. It's a sandwich maker. They're on their feet, too.
Yeah, I don't know. It's different, man. They're paid differently.
Right.
You know, they're paid.
All it is a way to pass on labor costs to the consumer. That's all. That's all that the tipping stuff is. That's it.
Yeah. Because I know that they're compensated, the bartender's compensated based on tips.
Yeah.
Where the sandwich maker isn't.
Yeah, it's not why you got into this industry.
It's not the same thing, you know. So, I don't know. It's just a different thing.
I'm with you.
Maybe I'm thinking too much about it.
No, I don't think you're wrong. I think you're right. I just wanted to hear you. I knew you'd have a very specific reason that the standing on the 2 feet. So if you sit down, though, you better double tip.
Well, yeah, no, I think if you're seated and they go and get you your drinks and the utensils are there and the food comes in and it's great.
If you hand me an empty cup and want a tip with
that's
it,
different.
That is, you're not getting anything.
Right, and I'm pro service workers. I am.
If your service sucks, I'm giving you 20%. If it's the worst I've ever had, 20%.
I mean, yes. Although I did tip a lady at Denny's a penny one time because it was awful.
I believe that. Absolutely believe that.
Do you want a tip? I could have said no, but I was like,
when was this?
Tip one penny. New Year's Day, like 10, 12 years ago. I watched
her kick off the new year with that good vibe.
I watched her do laps around the restaurant, never stopped at anybody's table. She literally just walked the restaurant. It was awful.
Well, that's the outlier. Most part, they're working hard. But seriously, you two beers at the football stadium, $35.
$35.
With tip. Yeah.
American beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not getting craft beer.
No, I'm getting Miller Coors products.
Gotcha. What's a cocktail?
It's about the same. Unless, you know, you want something fancy. I'm sure you would.
You didn't get Blue Chair Bay while you were there?
Hell yeah, I did. But actually not at the concert. I did on Friday night. But at the concert, I'm sure they had it, but I'm going to the shortest line. You know, I'm going to the shortest line.
I hear you.
Yeah. And they ran out of Miller Coors. Like the only thing that was left. The Bud Lights were like the Milky Way and Almond Joy of the candy bars after Halloween.
My God.
That was like, that's all we got left. I'm like, all right.
That's what happened at Derby last year. So Chase, I don't know if it'll happen this Derby, but last Derby. It's all inclusive. So the Rocket
they're
walking through, and everybody's grabbing the mint juleps and the Oaks Lilies and the Woodford Spires and then the Michelob Ultras and all the other stuff. The guy who was carrying around the Bud Light carried around that Bud Light
lonely,
all day.
Lonely.
He had the same tray the whole time.
But it was like when Nick Valvano unloads all the candy here.
Yes.
You know, and then the last things left are the Milky Ways, the Three Musketeers, and the Almond Joys, even though I like Almond Joys. That's what it looked like down there in their tub.
Yeah.
He's like, all right. All right. If you want to hop on in, 267-9680, the number to do so. Text away the UPS jobs text line 437-9680. We'll let you do that here this morning as we roll along with you. Of course, what do we got coming up this week? I'll have to look at the.
So tonight we've got Louisville, Western Kentucky over there at Jim Patterson.
And I just got a text from Dan. It says probably moving the game to 5 to beat the weather coming around 10. So waiting on final confirmation.
Okay.
But that game time may be changing.
Might be cutting into Mark Ennis's show a little bit.
We'll use our partners at 970.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. But no, we will have that because it is scheduled at 6, but it sounds like we're going to move it to 5 o'clock. But
potentially. That is not confirmed.
Let me make it sure is on the ACC Network Extra.
Yeah. Whatever that means. I never know what any of those things mean. I mean,
they beat us down there in Bowling Green, so it's a little bit of a
revenge game. ACC Network, how do you access that?
Go to the ESPN app on your smart TV, sign in with your your television
YouTube's,
provider,
okay,
and then you can access the game.
Okay. Because you cannot get it just on YouTube TV.
No, you cannot.
And you can't just go on the app and click it. It's a two-step process.
You've got to go
sign
to the ESPN app.
With your, okay. Okay.
Right. And I don't know why the ACC Network doesn't have its own app. But it's through the ESPN app, and it will work.
All right.
Which is a pain in the butt, and we all have login fatigue, but it's for my cards.
Okay.
We'll watch them.
There you go. It's dedication.
Because I'm a card fan.
Not as dedicated as my dog sitter, Crazy Creighton, man. He was planning. He was making plans for to watch the Miami, the whole series. You know how he was going to watch every game of that.
What are you going to do this weekend when we have Clemson in town?
Oh, they're in. They're playing a home. Oh, this weekend they're playing a home series.
Yeah, they're playing.
Well, I'll see if my good friend Jack Leggett's going to join them.
Yeah,
and their longtime legendary coach.
What color do you wear?
I wear the Cardinal red.
Okay,
I wear the Cardinal red.
You're not going to have a little bit of orange?
No.
No purple?
No. No,
sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But I will be nice to the person I met. I like people, not laundry. I like Jack Leggett. He even, Greg Galliott, helped him get tickets to the Bats Museum when he was here last fall after I met him at the football game with the King of Clemson.
Okay.
Or the Prince of Clemson.
I'm okay being nice to the fans.
No, you're not.
Y'all got a nice little baseball team.
Yeah. You just wait till next year at the Caboose when all of my Clemson friends show back up. Not this season, the year after. And I will say, here's the sheriff right here.
They're going to love me.
Yeah, they will.
They're going to love me.
Yeah.
Clemson's number 4 in the country in RPI, so it's a big weekend.
Yeah.
Big weekend.
Man, start to get one of them at least, maybe two. All right, we'll continue along. 267-9680. That's our number. I don't know what happened to Lloyd. Maybe we just didn't get – I don't know. It's not like him. Maybe vacation. You never know what the time of year. Vector Security, while I was gone, I knew everything going on in and around my house. Got security cameras. I know exactly what's occurring. And it's just that feeling of safety when you're out of town. And you can give them a call over there. Same number you've always called since they've been Mid-America Security, ADS, and now Vector, 452-6277. Same local people you're dealing with. And right now, when you mention us, you're going to get a doorbell cam for free. And they'll install it. That's about a $300 or $400 value. Over there at Vector Security. So we have it here at the station. I have it at my house, clearly. I can see what's going on in and around it, and that is a great feeling of security. So it is Vector Security online, vectorsecurity.com. And when you get over there, tell me you're talking about him here on the Diener Show. So Clemson's in town this weekend, huh? All right.
What's that?
So Clemson's in town. All right.
Yeah.
I'll see if Jack's coming.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'm a little disappointed in the King of Clemson's.
Why is he not coming?
I'm disappointed that Dabo didn't know him. It's a little, what's going on?